This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The threat is real. Radical Islam is globalist funded. We're here resisting. It's not the main threat that we're close to, but it's the ground force.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The ground force to stage the attack, then the police state put in place that's used against us. That's all admitted. That's the plan. And to make us then adopt Islam to, quote, not upset the radical Islamists. By the way, the new app is free. It's about 6 months in the making. Free video feeds, audio feeds, special alerts, you name it. More features to be added. Infowars.com/app to get the free Droid or iPhone version. Or if you have a mobile device, it should pop up when you go to the site. It took us years to get a million people to download the one that has the free audio feed. David Knight's about to take over. I want to take a few more of your calls. But we have a lot of specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Your funding is what makes all this possible. It's critical. Your funding is the second most important thing. Your prayers are number one, so thank you all for your support. Nick in Minnesota finishing up real quick. Yes, I noticed they first said somebody shot him. They said, oh, it was a cop, which is fine. Give the cops the credit that a lot of times they do it. Then it was, well, he was a retired police officer who had a concealed carry. So he was a retired police chief from a nearby town. So they don't want to say it's a citizen. It's an armed citizen. That's what happened. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And the first, you know, when I first heard about it, first thing went through my mind is that why don't I have a gun in my apartment? Why don't I have a concealed carry permit to protect people's lives?
And well, I read the police report on it that's now out, and it said that it was like a textbook. He found out it was happening within a minute. He'd already stabbed nine people. He was stabbing another person. And the police officer said from like 15 feet away, drop it right now. He didn't, so he shot him repeatedly and killed him. They said the video, they haven't released it yet, looks like a training scenario. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done military training like that before. And, I mean, the way that they described it is exactly how you should do it. But I personally work with Muslims, and like none of them want to be here. They're all here because they're running from what's coming over here.
And, well, I was about to say, I'll be honest, and that's what I said. Most of the Muslims we all know and think are so cool from high school and college are heretics. They'll admit it to you. They don't dislike God. They're not. But the radical Islam has taken over. They're all running. Obama started bringing in the actual radicals. That 80% military-age men that invaded Syria, they call them refugees. They are the people that the Syrians and the Russians defeated. They're bringing the jihadis here. Why do you think that?
Exactly. And, I mean, it's so personal to me because my girlfriend works at that mall. She's a manager at that mall. And, I mean, I'm thankful she had work off that day. But, I mean, for somebody who has the ability and lacks the consciousness to be able to bring in somebody that's, you know, knowingly going to kill people is just sickening. The amount of
Well, I'll say this. Somalis don't deserve to be demonized as a people in total, but almost all of them are Muslim. They were all forced into being Muslims the last 100 years or so, and they have the highest per capita rate of committing terror attacks worldwide. So this is not the place we should be bringing folks in from. I'm sorry. And then they give black immigrants a really bad name because most of Africa is not Islamic and is being murdered by Muslims. I mean, Africa is facing the main brunt right now of the Islamic assault that our government's backing. So I apologize to Africa for that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I mean, the ones I know and I work with are extremely nice people, but I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. And, I mean, we were one of the highest areas for refugees in that, during that time. And
yeah, but let me guess, that was back from the Iraq War and stuff. Those were people that weren't radical that wanted to come to America.
Exactly.
Obama is bringing a bunch of military-age men in that are Sunni jihadists, totally whacked out of their brains, raised in radical madrasas. And you might as well bring, you know, space aliens here. I mean, it's just, it's the worst thing you can do. I mean, look, they can't handle it. They see a woman in a miniskirt walking by, they flip out. they think, well, it's my right to rape her because she shouldn't be dressed like that. I'm going to hand the baton to David Nye straight ahead. More of your calls straight ahead. Our reporters are in New York. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got callers that have held up for over an hour. I want to run through a few of those quickly and then hand the baton to David Knight, who's chomping at the bit to cover a ton of news. But briefly going to David Knight to tell us what's coming up. David, wow, huge events taking place. What do you make of what you see unfolding right now? I mean, it's like Hillary lying, saying she has no health problems, collapsing. Her saying it's not a terrorist bombing. There's no ISIS. Then having to say, okay, Trump's behind ISIS. It seems like they're trying to discredit themselves.
Well, you know, Alex, what we see happening right now, I think, is very dangerous. We've seen two different things that you've been talking about today. One of them is the outright violence and the bombing campaign. The other one is the education campaign, the information war that you've been showing the videos out of Sweden and other places where they're indoctrinating people. And I call it Sharia and sheep's clothing because that's what they're selling these people. And there's a story this week where a Turkish man kicked this nurse, female nurse, in the head, in the face, because he didn't like the culottes that she was wearing. I mean, it wasn't anything immodest at all in what she was wearing. They were very low, long by Western standards. And yet, we've got this video at the same time in Sweden showing this woman with a ton of makeup, blonde, wearing the hijab, low-cut dress, high cut on the thigh. I looked at that. The first time I saw that, I said, if she wore that in public, she would be beaten with a stick by Hillary Clinton's donors. So we've got these two different things that are happening, Alex. It's like what we saw with Bill Ayers. Remember, he was going around bombing Pentagon buildings, not doing a whole lot of damage. And then he did a lot of damage by getting involved in education. And that's the real danger. That's, I think, even more dangerous, far more dangerous than these bombings that are happening or the knife attacks that are happening, the physical attacks that are happening. And that is this deception telling people that in the name of tolerance, they need to bring in people who have never exhibited any tolerance, especially to the women. When you were talking to Owen Schroyer at the in New York, and he had that woman on the street, she said, "Oh, I'm for Hillary Clinton because Hillary's for women's rights." Well, what about the right to be able to walk down the street wearing whatever you wish? What about the right to be able to walk down the street and not be blown up with an improvised explosive device? How about those rights? That's what they don't.
The truth is, these people don't have anything. They've been trained to be poor. They've been trained to have nothing. They've been trained it's cool to be trendy and have nothing. And so all they care about is allying with the political structure. That's their identity.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's not congruent with reality. They've given over their consciousness. They've given over their soul. And they're gone. And we should just worry about ourselves now. A lot of these people we can't reach. We have to triage it. And we have to reach out to those that still are reachable. David, thank you. You're coming up here in just a moment. Now you have your review of the film Snowden, which I intend to do this week as well. Truly a groundbreaking film. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I'll tell you, I've got an uneasy feeling about this whole thing, especially the takedown of the guy that that they were after. How many jihadists that were armed have you seen live?
Well, it was a bombing attack. So if he's, like, hiding out in the doorway, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, usually the cops will just take them out and that's it, you know, and then you're left to wait for, you know, everybody hangs on every word that the official media puts out.
No, listen, I know government stages stuff, but what I keep explaining to everybody is the staging was bringing these people all in and then protecting them and then ordering the government not to go after them officially a few years ago. And so all over the world, real jihad armies are invading and taking over. That's why this is different than what we saw during the Bush era.
These cops kind of acted the way they should act and the way they always used to act until they were retrained by the Southern Poverty Law Center, you know.
Exactly. I appreciate your call, John. Let's go ahead and talk to Terry in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing? Listen, I got a student that goes to St. Cloud State, shops at the Crossroads Mall, and works in St. Cloud. And we were at his graduation. He's in his master program now. His graduation is June, and it was like I was floored because I mean St. Cloud State is it's way up in northern Minnesota, or mid state, whatever. It's like, and there was like 30% graduates were Muslims. Fine and good. You go to the Walmart up there, it's like maybe 80% that are employed by Walmart, Muslims, fine and good. And it's like, when you see this and you see it happening in your own country and everything you've talked about, all the knowledge that you have amassed, what really prodded me to call in today is after you were, your release valve blew, per se. I felt sorry for you. And, you know, it's like, Alex, God is on the throne. God is in control. Everything is under control. And, you know, like, you take Trump and Clinton, the biggest difference between Trump and Clinton is Trump has compassion for humans, his fellow man.
That's right. He's not out to get America. He's not out to get the country. I appreciate your call. Look, people get confused here. The globalists wrote a white paper called Rebuilding America's Defenses. And it was written in 2000, and it called to let radical Islam attack, protect it, kill as many people as killed at Pearl Harbor, which was 3,000. Incredible how it was actually 3,000 down on 9/11. Very, very spooky. And they said, we'll use that attack to go in and invade the Islamic world. And then out of the Islamic threat that will come out of this war, the planet will accept American domination. Now, this is written to sell the Pentagon on doing this, so it's all about America and the rest of it. It's still very Machiavellian, very, very worldly. But if you understand, the globalists are saying, we'll go in, stir up the Muslims, start a world war, you know, a worldwide conflict, a world war. Then out of that crisis, we'll have attacks in the West. And out of the attacks in the West, the globalists will then be able to actually take over our countries and set up a police state here. And so that's why they're doing it. The whole thing is a false flag, but it's real jihadis. It's real giant population blooms coming out of these Sunni Wahhabist areas with Merkel and the Germans and others advertising online to bring the Muslims to Europe to, quote, get women and your 40 acres and a mule. They're advertising in the EU with Peter Sutherland and in the UN, come here, colonize us, we want you to. And so when they show up and a small percentage of them commit jihad, we're told it isn't jihad because they want to get us ready for the full takeover that isn't physical bombs but is cultural, where we've got to accept the hijab and our women having their genitals cut off, which is what they're actually pushing. Because if the globalists can get us in the name of hospitality to accept Islam, we'll accept socialism and globalism, the technocracy, any day. And so that's what's happening. We got loaded phones with Steve in Canada and many others. I don't know if David's going to get to your calls. I try to get to them all. I appreciate your calls. I'll leave that up to David. He's got a lot to cover today. But I'm going to punch out here and take care of my other duties here around the office after 3 hours and 15 minutes. I'm going to briefly just add, we have the new InfoWars Live app. That is InfoWars.com/app, InfoWars.com/app. And it's got video, it's got audio, it's got text feeds, it's got alerts, and a lot more is going to get added as new functions. You don't have to re-download it, it'll just be there on the app at InfoWars.com/app, or when you go on your device, if it's a handheld device, it'll pop up already for you to download via Droid or iPhone. It's free. So it doesn't, quote, support us overall. It supports the truth and gets the word out. Please send an email to your friends and family and tell them, or post on Facebook or Twitter, that the new free app is available. That's where the real power of this broadcast lies, is with you. And we also have a special that's about to end. They're about to sell out. 50% off Made in America. Keep America Free hats. Make America Free Again. Not Make America Great Again, which I agree with, but Make America Free Again. These are knockoffs of the Trump hats, but there are our own versions made here in America. Make America Free Again. Make America Free Again in red, blue, and camouflage. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight. The nightly news is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. David Knight.
Thank you, Alex, and I'm going to take some of your phone calls here in just a moment. Before we do, I'm going to give you an idea of what we're going to talk about after the phone calls. One of the things I want to do is talk about the Snowden movie that I saw this weekend.
And by the way, feel free to skip the break since I took some of your time.
Oh, that's fine. We'll still get a break, but I'm going to take some of these phone calls. But later in the show, I'm going to talk about not only the Snowden movie, but the amazing fact that the Washington Post came after him the day after the movie was released on Friday, came back and said no pardon for Edward Snowden. Let me read you the headline from Glenn Greenwald at The Intercept, because it says it all. Washington Post makes history, the first paper to call for prosecution of its own source after accepting a Pulitzer Prize for what he gave them. Isn't that amazing? That is the hypocrisy of the mainstream media. And I've got to say that if you're going to say there's no pardon for Snowden, I think we need to look at what Rand Paul said. He got it exactly right. He goes, well, fine, Snowden broke the law, so let's punish him, but let's also punish the people like Michael Hayden at the NSA who broke the law. So no pardon for Michael Hayden either, and no pardon for the Washington Post. Don't hide behind the First Amendment, Washington Post, if you're going to trash the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, okay? They all hang together, or they go separately. We ought to do a T-shirt with that. You know, take the old 1776, the Revolutionary War T-shirt, where they showed the different colonies and said, we're either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. Instead of that, we need to put the individual rights that we have from the Bill of Rights. Not that they gave us the rights. I know that they didn't come from that, but they're recognized by that. And that's something that the Bill of Rights says to the government. These are inherent natural rights, which I know Joe Biden hates the idea of natural rights. He really came after Clarence Thomas in the confirmation hearings. Joe Biden was livid because Clarence Thomas had talked about natural rights. How dare him say that we have rights that don't come from government? But nevertheless, we do, whether he wants to admit it or not. That was the basis of our country being founded. And the Bill of Rights was there to enshrine the fact that the government couldn't take those away. Not that they're giving them to us, but they can't take them away. And if you're going to say that the Fourth Amendment doesn't matter, Washington Post, well, then guess what? Eventually, you're not going to be able to hold on to the First Amendment either. Same thing with the Second Amendment. They're very selective, aren't they, about what they want to talk about. Stay with us. We'll go right back to the callers when we come back from break. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfect.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to the phone calls here in just a moment. We'll go to Steve in Canada first. Before we do, real quickly, I thought this was very interesting. On the Hill, there was an editorial from Juan Williams, who is a Fox News contributor. He said that Clinton spoke the truth on deplorables. There you go. Fox News, Juan Williams, thinks that the Fox News viewers are deplorable. All of you who like Donald Trump, all of you who don't want to turn our economy over to a few globalist elitists, all of you who don't like open borders, all of you who don't like the great people replacement, you really are deplorable, says Fox News. And we can see that not only from Juan Williams, we see it from Megyn Kelly, who is always offended feminist, the angle that she takes. The interesting thing about it, though, was not that we would see Fox News becoming MSNBC, but the fact that Juan Williams would say that Trump supporters are deplorable because Donald Trump has said kind things about Alex Jones. See, it's Alex Jones who is deplorable. Trump is deplorable by association, and so are those people who support Donald Trump. All of us are deplorable, and it goes right back to InfoWars, according to Juan Williams. And, of course, I'm not going to go into all the things that he said is not worth repeating, because all he is doing is repeating the straw man talking points from Rachel Maddow. It's not even worth talking about it at this point. But it is interesting to see Fox News going down that path. We've seen that happening for quite some time now. It underscores, I think, the fact that we really are in an information war. As I said earlier, the most dangerous thing before us are not the bombs. The most dangerous thing before us is our reaction to that. Are we going to be fooled into giving up more of our liberties for the promise of security that they haven't been able to deliver with this massive surveillance and police state? It hasn't made us any safer, has it? We're even more dangerous. And the real issue are the terrorists that are being brought in by our own government. And when you look at how many of them have to become terrorists, as they point out in Germany, hey, we brought in 500,000 of them. And then they go on to say, well, we think that maybe about 500 of them are jihadis that are really dangerous. They don't really know because they're not vetting anybody. But that's their estimate. 0.1%. So if the people that they're bringing in as migrants and refugees are 99.9% okay, that still means 500 terrorists that they brought in with just 500,000. But they got plans for many more. And it is the great people replacement. That's the key. You have to understand, as we look at these articles where they're talking about this video that's up today, there's no turning back. Swedish TV ad says Swedes must accept multiculturalism. And, of course, the way they're selling this, when you look at the translation, the new country, they say in this video, is about shaping a new future. Being Swedish needs to be about more than skin color and place of birth. It needs to be you, me, and everyone together. Well, that's fine. Except, what is a country? It isn't simply a geographical location. No, a country really is a culture. It's a legal system. And what they're trying to do is bring in people who have a culture and a legal system that is antithetical to everything we've had in the West. They want a theocracy. You have to understand this. Look at Saudi Arabia. Look at the people who are pouring tons of cash into the Hillary Clinton campaign. Look at the people that Hillary Clinton went to speak with, Huma Abedin's mother running a school for girls, a Sharia school for girls in Saudi Arabia, talking about the fact, hey, not all of us in America wear bikinis, okay? Shudder to think what that would look like if that were true in Hillary's case. But what she is saying to them, what she is pandering to them is, come to America, just as Alex was saying, come to America, you can replace the people here. See, that's what people in Germany are beginning to understand. If you look in Germany and you see the plummeting polls of Angela Merkel, the people who are pushing back against her said, the great people replacement has begun. That's precisely what this is. You and I are either going to change the people in Washington, or the people in Washington are going to replace us. That's the bottom line, folks. That's what they want to do. They don't like us because they don't like our legal system. They don't like our individual liberty. They want to run an authoritarian theocracy, and they're bringing in the people to do it. Let's go real quickly to Steve in Canada. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, David. Steve, I'm trying to make this quick.
Yes.
In regards to the bombings, I've been waiting for something like this to happen, unfortunately. I don't like it, but this is really not that much of a surprise for me. And your segue coming into talking to me, I consider myself to be a deplorable. I would like to support Trump somehow north of the border, but I'm not sure how to do it. My other reason for calling in is I'm trying to look for something like what you guys do in Canada, but I can't seem to find very much. The closest I've been able to find is the Rebel Media. Sorry, just the nervous here. Anyway, with the double media, but they're conservative leaning, whereas I'm a libertarian, I guess, at heart now, where I'll attack anybody that's coming against me.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to guide you to somebody that does what we do in Canada, but of course, you could always start something. We'll be right back.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From scriptwriting to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to our callers. We've got three more here holding on the line, and then I want to give you my take on the Snowden movie by Oliver Stone. I agree with Alex. I think it's Oliver Stone's finest work. I'll just tell you that right up front. As a film, I give it two thumbs up. If I had more thumbs, I would give it more thumbs up, but I've only got two thumbs. And as a political information video, it's not a documentary, but it tells you everything. It encapsulates everything that we've been trying to tell people for the longest period of time. It does a great job of informing people. So if you're a listener and you understand what's going on, great. It'll underscore that. It'll fill in some information that was perhaps missing for you in some different areas. But this is a movie that you need to take your friends to who don't think any of this stuff matters. Or take your friends to that think that Ed Snowden needs to be locked up or executed. Take those people to see it. And then have a conversation with them afterwards. see if they really understood it. But that's very, it's a great piece because we can't put all this stuff together in a news broadcast. We can't put all this stuff together on a radio show. We talk about it as it develops over a period of time, and that's a very valuable way for you to see this as it's unfolding. But I've always said in the past that Alex Jones's documentaries were very important because they would give you, on a particular subject, whether it was 9/11 or whether it was the police state, it would give it to you in a comprehensive format. It would take you down the road showing you everything that had happened and do it in detail in one sitting. And that's what the Oliver Stone movie does, but it's not done in a dry documentary format. It's a very well done, very well produced film, and it's something that people will enjoy just as a piece of art because they do it in a dramatic way. But it is what is happening now. This isn't even something that was important that happened in the past, like the JFK assassination. This is what's happening now. This is our life now. You need to understand what is going on now. This is the problem that I have with people like Gary Johnson. They don't understand the context of the events that are happening right now. They don't even know, he doesn't know what is Aleppo. He doesn't understand the context, the players, what's happening there. How can he respond in a libertarian way even to how to shut this down? He doesn't understand how we're being played. He doesn't get it. People need to understand what is behind all of this. And so it gives you the inside information because you see Snowden going through this process as somebody who wants to make a difference. He's idealistic, and gradually he sees the corruption, the lies, the tyranny that is involved in this, and he takes you down that path of discovery that Ed Snowden did. And you see what his response was to this. And hopefully, when you see what his response is to it, you'll not only not want to put him in prison, but you'll want to be like him. You want to do the right thing. You want to stand up for freedom and individual liberty. Let's go to our callers real quickly. Chris in Washington, because then I want to talk about the wrong way to look at this, and what the Washington Post is doing is absolutely reprehensible. But what else would you expect? What else would you expect from the Washington Post? Let's go to Chris in Washington. Chris?
Yeah, hi. I was just actually going to comment about the mall stabbing
mm-hmm.
and the off-duty police officer that shot that
yes.
guy from Somalia.
Very important that we understand that it was a guy with a concealed weapon that stopped the carnage there. Yes, go ahead.
It was. He was actually the owner of Tactical Advantage LCC, or LLC. He teaches people in concealed carry classes. And he's also a competitor in the USPSA, which is a competitive three-gun sporting event.
Wow. Wow.
You know,
that was a real blessing that guy was there. And we need more people like that. That's what he's doing, is training people to take responsibility to protect themselves and protect other people as well. That's very important.
Yeah. So I just know a lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, that's very important. Thank you for pointing that out again. And, you know, we talk about one of the articles that I've got here about the number of people coming in, almost 100,000 Somali refugees admitted to the U.S. since 9/11. 99.6% of them are Muslim. And, of course, the guy who did the stabbing is a Somali who came in. But it's his father who came in. And I think it's interesting that it's always it's the second generation. We talk about not being able to vet the people coming in. And the fact that Germany is admitting, okay, probably at least a tenth of a percent of the people coming in are already jihadis. But in most of these cases, the people who are doing this are the second-generation people. Their parents do not want to assimilate. They self-ghettoize. And the second generation gets very angry about that because they blame not their parents who don't want to assimilate, who don't want to learn the language, who don't want to embrace the culture, dress the way other people are doing because they want to keep their own separate enclave. So they're isolated. The second generation gets very angry about that, and more often than not, they become the jihadis. That's what we've seen. But as we're talking about people protecting themselves, I remember when you talk about Somalia, remember this is Black Hawk Down. Remember that movie? Another movie. Remember what happened there? That was Mogadishu. And what was happening there were the Arabs coming in and coming after black Christians in Somalia. And I talked to a guy who... a friend of mine back in North Carolina who had been a missionary, and he had been there at the time that happened. He would walk around with a full-on AR And he kept that strapped around his shoulder everywhere he went as a missionary. Because he had the position, he had the mindset of a real pastor, of a real sheepdog, okay? Pastors are there to protect the flock. And you have to be able to protect yourself as well, don't you? Just like if you're on an airplane, they tell you, if we have a problem and the gas masks come down, put that gas mask on yourself before you put it on the kids. Because you've got to be able to function yourself before you can save other people. So it's there to protect yourself, and you protect yourself so you can protect other people. I remember we talked to the guy in South Africa. His name was Charles van Wyk. He wrote the book about the particular experience that he had. He said he struggled with the idea of whether or not he should, as a Christian, carry a gun to protect himself. And he saw all the violence that was happening in South Africa at the time. And he said, yeah, I think I have a responsibility to protect myself and to protect other people. And on the day that he was visiting a liberal church in a very prosperous area of town, it had been selected by the communists that we worship in this country, the people under Nelson Mandela. They were violent communists. It had been selected by them. We found out this later because they were given amnesty when they talked about the. They were given amnesty, so they then talked about why they selected this church. They said, it's a very liberal church. We knew it would be mostly or all white, and we knew these people would not be carrying firearms. So they broke in, spraying with fully automatic weapons, spraying the crowd with bullets and throwing in hand grenades. Okay, they killed a lot of people right away. But this individual was there. All he had was a pistol with 5 shots. You can see the interview that I had with him. I think it's something like a modern day David with 5 stones. I can't remember the way we titled it, but he had a pistol, a snub-nosed pistol, and he was all the way across this huge auditorium. And he thought, well, I'll probably never hit him, but maybe I can scare them off. And he got down on his knee and took a shot, and he got one of the guys. And they were surprised. They were surprised that somebody shot back at him. And it stopped the attack. And they started pulling the guys out. He took another couple of shots, didn't hit anybody. And then he thought, well, I'm going to go around, see if I can find another way. He went out the back and came around another way. And these guys were out there. He took another couple of shots at him and hit another couple of guys. They thought there were multiple shooters because he came out from a different angle. And they broke off the attack. They killed, I think it was 50 or 60 people. I don't know how many people they wounded. Because they threw in hand grenades, they had fully automatic weapons. And they said that day they had intended and thought they would be able to kill every single person in that church. And there's about 1,000 people in that church. So the bottom line is, folks, you need to protect yourself, and you need to protect other people. That's what we saw in that mall in Minnesota, as Chris in Washington just pointed out. The guy who was there teaches people how to defend themselves, how to protect other people. So that's what guns are about. That's what the liberals don't want you to think about when they come after Donald Trump and say, you're threatening violence against Hillary Clinton, when what he was saying was, it's a dangerous thing to be unarmed. She has a lot of people protecting her. Look at the hypocrisy involved, and yet they say, you're making oblique threats against her. It's the same thing that Jim Webb said in the Democrat debate, interestingly enough. He didn't go too far in the Democrat debates. Perhaps they couldn't stand hearing the truth, and they didn't rally around Jim Webb, but he told it like it was. Let's go to Brian and FEMA 9. Brian, thanks for holding.
Good to talk to you, David. This is one of the trusted news sources I go to. Because so many American news sources are being neutered, gagged like a dog.
Yes.
And so what I'd like to talk about here, of course, we know the Internet's going over to sources unknown in October, and so we don't even know how much time we really have to really talk freely or get freely information according to that source. But what happened at the beginning, like, you know, Friday, Saturday, is the usual game. In other words, we had that attack. In other words, bringing up the actual attack in Syria, the CENTCOM officials said U.S. military was certain about the outcome of the strike. Officials had been watching these forces for a few days, thinking they were ISIS. And, of course, we know what happened. Later, it was a mistake. And now they want to make reparations to pay the soldiers' family from American tax dollars. That's ongoing. But then we have the bombing. All of a sudden, within a few hours, we have these bombings, and I went around and talked to people yesterday from church and other places. They had no idea that Syrian forces were attacked by our and Australian warplanes at all. It was news. Not one mm-hmm. person knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Goebbels German dialectic, of course, where you only learn what they want you to learn, is very much in play here.
Yeah, they fight for ISIS. They arm ISIS. They train ISIS. They drop weapons for them. They abandon weapons for them. And then they say, look at this. These weapons that we had there, they just happened to fall into the hands of ISIS. It's by design. And we can see the fact that they're so angry at the Russians because the Russians are actually fighting ISIS. Meanwhile, we fight with ISIS against these other people. We're supposed to believe that we're on the side of the moderate Islamists there, but they won't identify who they're fighting with. We know this from when they talk about the authorization for the use of military force 3 years ago. They were before Congress, and Congress said, well, can you tell us the groups that you're at war with? No, we can't tell you the groups. No, we can't mention the names of the groups that are there. Why? Because they're allied with them. And that's the whole thing. They want to keep even the groups that we are supposedly in this perpetual war of terrorism against, they want to keep them secret. They don't want to mention the names because we're helping those groups. We are ISIS in that area. And that's a key thing that you're pointing out. Yeah. And you know, I got to say that if you want to, let me put in a good word for our new app. We have the new free app from InfoWars. It's absolutely free, folks. You can go to InfoWars.com/app. You can find the links there for your phone, for your Android, or for your Apple phone. It's got a lot of new features. We've had an app for quite some time that has just been the radio show running in rotation. But now this app has a lot of new features. And when you look at what happened, as Brian was talking about, what happened this last weekend, the total cover-up of what was going on in Syria with American forces, and then as we showed earlier today, editing out what Bill Clinton says about Hillary having frequent issues, and they completely cut that out. They cut his audio. They do a cutaway to the interviewer nodding his head so they can cut out the fact that Bill Clinton said frequently. And then what we saw yesterday, Hillary Clinton coming out kind of sleepily talking about the bombings in New York and New Jersey, saying we're going to address that. And then the very first question that comes up says, but Donald Trump is calling these bombings. Oh, he should not be calling these bombings. Yeah, don't call a bombing a bombing. Don't call terrorism terrorism. You know, they wouldn't even call what happened in Minnesota terrorism. They said, there was a guy asking people, he was with a knife, and he's asking people, are you Muslim? He was screaming Allah Akbar as he's slashing at people. But it could be terrorism. We don't know yet. That's the amazing thing. Any other comments, Brian, before we move on to Thomas in Texas?
I also want to put a plug in. I did buy some stuff, some nutraceuticals, and the water filtration, because I didn't realize what was in the water. Your body's water, 70% of your water is in your body. And I didn't realize it until I tested my water. Literally, there's an attack going on. And I kind of woke up 2009 when I ended up on the terrorist watch list owing $26 million to the United States government by mistake. And that was through OFAC. So I've been in court now for 6 years, won twice the Supreme Court. America, do your due diligence, get your news sources, get the truth, and believe in God, believe in the name of Jesus Christ, repent, and be baptized in the name of Christ, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely. Right. Amen to that. And, but it's just, as Rachel Maddow says, it's just a conspiracy theory that you should have clean water, clean air, that you should get water and air filters. You know, don't bother with that. Just go with what they have your best interest at heart. And it's just science. Science is in play here, so no need to worry about your own health. Just go out and breathe deeply. Don't worry about the air quality. Don't worry about what's in your water. Don't worry about the runoff of pharmaceuticals that aren't filtered out in your city water supply. Don't worry about the glyphosate that gets put into the rural wells as you pull the stuff in. And don't worry about the stuff that they spend millions of dollars to dump into your water that is toxic, that takes down your IQ. Don't worry about fluoride. Don't worry about that. That's just fine. Nothing at all to see. Just move on. Let's go to Thomas in Texas. Thomas.
Yeah, and good luck finding a food that doesn't have a bunch of poison in it. I was just trying to call in and ask. I mean, you know, I hear the show all the time, but what exactly do we do to fight the New World Order? You know, like what can I as an individual actually do to actively participate and make a difference in that?
Well, as I said before, I think the most important thing is information, because taking a look at Bill Ayers as a case in point, this is a guy who went around, he did some bombing campaigns, some minor bombing campaigns, he hurt some people, but he didn't have that big of an effect. As a matter of fact, it backfired on him. Where he really became dangerous was when he got involved in education. That's what he did in Chicago. And that's part of it was mentoring Barack Obama there. But where he got really dangerous was getting involved in education and changing the government schools to indoctrinate children into the kind of socialism that he wanted. Remember that white skin privilege originated with the group that he was in, okay? Students for Democratic Society, the Weather Underground, they were the people who created white skin privilege. Why? Because Marxists and socialists who want to create a revolution, who want to create unrest, they always have to pit people against each other. Now, in Europe, they did that with economic classes. Here in America, that didn't work too well for them because everybody was aspirational. They thought they could move up and down the economic ladder. So that wasn't going to work for them. So they had to do it with racism. And that's what Bill Ayers and others have been doing. So the point is, it's the information war. What these people are doing now in terms of using political correctness to get us to accept the refugees, to accept the open borders, to accept globalism, that is the real struggle, and you have to educate yourself. Take people to go see the Snowden movie. We'll talk about that when we come back. That's a very important thing. Educate people with entertainment. That's an important way to do it.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9.
so fine. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. You know, I just had the last caller asking me what you could do. What's the best way to fight for liberty? I think the key thing is to know the truth, to educate yourself, to educate others. You know, we hear all the time, knowledge is power. And the truth will set you free. You know, one of the things that's been very freeing in the last week or so is what we have seen the mainstream media do to manipulate the news. And, of course, we've been pointing that out with bright red flags and neon signs showing you over and over again the way the media is manipulating what is going on, putting words in Donald Trump's mouth or taking them out of the mouth of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. The way they have rigged this, hiding her collapse at first until it no longer could be hidden. And, of course, it couldn't be hidden because we're pointing at it. Now, if you want to get this information and be able to spread it to other people, get InfoWars new app. That's at InfoWars.com/app. You'll see that we have really upgraded this free app that we have for – we've had an app that was free for quite some time where you could listen to the radio broadcast, but it is far more extensive than this. Every story is there organized by categories, so you can find the information you want when you want it, and you can share it with other people. So there's much more content that's going to be available on the InfoWars app, and it's very, very key. One of the things I think that was very important, I thought I was going to talk about the Snowden movie by Oliver Stone. It's an excellent movie in its own right. It's very entertaining, and it is very educational without having to sit through a documentary. I know many people, once they hear it's a documentary, many of my friends just say, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to see it. A documentary is a great way for people to get the full context of events, to see a pattern, to see the timeline of events, to have a full exposition of what's going on. But most people won't do that. Now, it's important for people to see this Snowden movie. And let me give you an example why. Okay, this is the Foundation for Economic Education. Talking about the movie, talking about what they learned about Snowden, they said, you know, their observation was that everybody else went along with what was happening. They didn't ask questions. They didn't question what was going on. It was purely abstract to them. And they said, surely they would look at this and see no real escape. You could only adapt, enjoy the power, take the money, and then someday die. They said, throughout all of this, Snowden was scared, but he was never indecisive. He was unimpressed by the machinery that was around him. He saw it not as his master, and not even as his equal. He saw it all as beatable. He knew that what he was doing was right, and he did it all because, against all odds, he thought he could make a difference. See, that's why the establishment thinks he needs to be punished, just like Thomas Drake or William Binney, people who had also done this, who had blown a whistle. And you never know when it's finally going to dawn on people. And that's it. These people, like William Binney and Thomas Drake, who were NSA employees as well, had gone through all the channels. They had gone to Congress, and Congress just shut them down because Congress is a part of this criminal action. And so he saw that, and he knew what would happen to him, and that's why he did it the way that he did it. And they go on and point out a key point in the movie where he's being interviewed by the CIA at that point in time. And the person who's interviewing him quotes a line to see what he has to say. They ask him different questions to try to get his worldview. And the interviewer quotes a line from Atlas Shrugged, "One man can stop the motor of the world." Snowden hears that, and he agrees. And you can see the consternation in the face of the guy who asked him that. Now, tonight we're going to talk about it, because I don't have any time left. We're going to talk about what the Washington Post did. The Washington Post said no pardon for Edward Snowden. I think it is one of the most cowardly, deceitful things I have ever seen. People who have used this information, and as Glenn Greenwald points out, some of the information that they complain about as being damaging was the information that they put out. And we're going to talk about that tonight on the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.